Apparently, according to the Twitter account Eater DC, a new pro Boston sports bar has cropped up on H Street. That's the worst news I've heard all day.
Well, there's a massive shortage of those.
How about no? Don't go there.
Hey, I just discovered my Boston accent, and I'm a front runner. Where do I go to celebrate my wins on Sunday?
Where do the Bruins play on Saturday night?
Joe, Red Sox, Pedroyer.
I believe what Mrs. Marshall's trying to say is there's a 44th patient.
If you woulda, you coulda. I am so sick of Boston sports. Go away. They deserve four losing teams for 40 years for all the success they've had.
They don't need to lose or go away. They just need to stay away from D.C. as far as I'm concerned.
I stand by what I said. 40 years of losing. There's a book called 100 Years of Solitude that's hard to get through, but it's one of those classics. I want 100 years of losing.
Speaking of Boston and their fans, the Patriots cracked my NFL top five. Did they crack yours?
They did.
All right, good. Let's get to it. NFL Power Rankings, week three in the books. Here we go. I'll get you started. Number five, the Detroit Football Lions. 2-1. They have outscored their opponents by 22 points. Believe it or not, that is second best in the NFC. Only the Rams with a better plus-minus point margin, also 2-1. The Rams, that's just because they throttled the Colts on a day where the Colts were the worst team I'd ever seen in football, and Scott Tolzien shouldn't have been in the league.
Yeah.
But the Lions, plus 22, 2-1, should be 3-0. They got robbed against the Atlanta Falcons. Their only loss has an asterisk next to it. Matt Stafford's playing great ball. They started running the ball a little bit more the last couple weeks. I think their defense is good. Jim Caldwell should have a contract extension and for some inexplicable reason does not. Detroit, number five for me.
I almost put them there, but I couldn't decide in the four or five range. So this is mine. Tennessee? Who put a question mark on the teleprompter? Tennessee was really impressive winning at home the way that they did against a Seattle team that seemed to come in pretty desperate and played their best game of the year. It didn't matter. Tennessee still ran it. Against that great Seattle defense, Tennessee still ran it. Their defense was good for the most part and then, you know, gave us some stuff kind of late there down the field. But Tennessee impressed me in that home W. They lost one to Oakland, who was really good on the road early on. And since then, two calm, cool, collected victories where they look pretty incredible.
Number four, the Denver Broncos. I know that they lost to the Bills, and I know it wasn't pretty, 26-16. Yeah. I know Trevor Siemian threw a couple of bad interceptions, but he's been better way more often than he's been poor as their starter. You do some of these when you're probably a 10-6 type club. You're going to have two or three of these. Mama said there'd be, I don't know, something
like this.
That. Raiders this weekend, I think they get right. And if they beat Oakland, they have the lead in that division at 3-1, and they're right back to being a top five team. I'm going to keep them fourth. I think Simeon's going to be fine. They can run the ball with C.J. Anderson. They've got the talented receiving core led by Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. And they're still one of the 10 best defenses in football.
I almost put them there, too. I ultimately decided to go with my number four team. And again, I don't have a good reason. I have no good arguments because so many teams didn't play well this weekend. Pittsburgh, they lost to Chicago.
You have the Steelers in your top five still?
Yeah, they're still there. I can't really explain that. They looked really bad against Chicago. Offensively, couldn't really
what
do it. Couldn't stop the ball.
What is with your love of the Steelers, guy?
I still think they're so capable.
They beat the Browns by 3.
Yes, they did.
The Vikings, when they had, like, 2 hours to prepare Case Keenum.
A good win. That's the good win. It's a good win. The way they handled Minnesota, they dominated that defense.
Case Keenum knew he was starting for 14 minutes. But yes, they did
beat them. I'm looking at Pittsburgh against the defense. Okay. So now, and then week three wasn't good.
They lost to the Bears.
I watched Denver lose at Buffalo. I can't unsee Trevor Siemian just throwing it off his back foot to a defender like he was throwing it to the defender on purpose. I don't know, man.
Denver and Pittsburgh play this weekend. You think the Steelers beat them?
I don't think anyone wins that game. I don't know, man. My point is, I have no good argument. I started saying that. I got no good argument. Pittsburgh's fourth. They're fourth.
Number three, who you got?
The New England Patriots. Okay. Now, defensively, it's still an kind of situation. It took Tom Brady pulling a Tom Brady-style miracle, sir. Brandon Cook's late ball game. Southie Fenway Pack. He was incredible in this ball game. He was good throughout. He had that one sack fumble that should have been an interception. I don't know why they called it a fumble, but whatever. Point was, other than that, they still couldn't stop Houston's offense with Deshaun Watson and company, but Tom Brady pulled the miracle out. As long as you got him and that offense and Cooks and all those different guys rolling, they'll beat a lot of people. They're my number three team.
Patriots have scored 27, 36, and 33 points for the reasons you're mentioning, their firepower. They are number three for me as well. Tom Brady leaving that week one dud against the Chiefs in the rearview mirror as he lit up the Saints and the Texans. Their defense is every bit as bad as you made it sound. I read yesterday they're on pace to give up the most yards in the history of the league.
It's wretched.
Can we fix something, Matt Patricia? Weren't you the sexiest head coaching candidate in football for a couple years? Somehow you haven't gotten a job, and now their defense is awful? What's going on with that?
I thought you were a genius, rocket scientist.
He is a rocket scientist, but he can't mix the right potions with that defense just yet.
Take that pencil from your ear and write down a good defense.
Number two, the Atlanta Falcons, which means the Kansas City Chiefs will be my number one team. But at number two, Atlanta, they're one of two unbeatens. They have proven that my thoughts preseason that they were going to take a major step back were probably premature.
Erroneous.
They beat the Bears by six, and I understand that that was a close game they almost lost, but the Bears just beat the Steelers.
Yep.
Maybe they're not a disaster.
Bears are not terrible.
And they're actually competitive. They beat the Packers by 11. They handled Green Bay. Green Bay hasn't lost either of its other games. They beat the Lions, barely, and there should be an asterisk by it, but they did. And so when you beat a top five team Detroit, you beat a top 10 team Green Bay, you beat a team that beat one of Danny's top five teams, the Bears, and you're 3-0 through three games, and you were in the Super Bowl the year before, you deserve to be high in my power rankings. Atlanta's number two.
Atlanta's number two for me as well. They probably should have, quote-unquote, lost that game to Chicago in week one. They were in a winning position against Detroit. Remember that. They had the lead late in that ballgame despite two Matt Ryan egregious interceptions that were horrendous. I think one of them resulted in a score, if I'm not mistaken. So despite bad play on the road, Atlanta still had enough. Devontae Freeman is a grown man. It's the Julio Jones show, but other guys are good enough too on offense. Austin Hooper's had a big day. Mohamed Sanu's been big. Taylor Gabriel's been big. Defensively, they're opportunistic. It's not great right now in Atlanta, but they're playing the second best football in the NFL to me. And my number one team, you already touched on it, the Redskins' opponent this week. Yay, scheduling. Kansas City Chiefs. I love watching this offense. By the way, that shovel pass that every Redskins fan hated, I think incorrectly, that they tried the Jamison Crowder on a goal line situation.
I actually like that. They faked the toss to Chris Thompson, and then they tossed inside on the shovel to Crowder.
I love that play. Kansas City has run the last 2 weeks to Travis Kelce for touchdowns. I love it. I would take that a million times out of a million over a fade to a guy that's not going to catch the fade. Give me more of that. Kansas City's entire offense is that way. It's misdirection. It's fakes. It's getting the ball to guys with momentum. It looks like a CFL offense, how quick and smart and well-designed they are. They are tough and on defense. Good heavens, they got players at all levels.
Yeah, Chiefs stay at my number one spot. They did nothing this past week to ruin that. 24-10, handling of the Chargers. By the way, L.A., the Chargers. I hate calling them L.A. It doesn't
the
sound
L.A.C.
Right. The L.A. Chargers, I'm so sure. I've never been more sure about anything. They might be back in San Diego by the time this segment ends, by the way, because nobody seems to care about them in Los Angeles. But the Chargers have a really scary defensive front.
Yeah.
Melvin Ingram, I had no idea how good he was.
He's
Joey
a
Bosa, I was completely wrong about.
Me too.
I thought he was going to be a guy. He's a monster. They're 0-3, but those guys were rendered meaningless by the offensive design that you're talking about, where it's just misdirection all over the place, a la the 2012 Redskins. Good luck to a much improved Skins defense against Kansas City, Tyreek Hill, and Lamar Hunt. It's not Lamar Hunt. It's Kareem Hunt.
Kareem
if
Hunt.
It was Lamar Hunt, they'd have a better chance to slow him down, I think.
That's funny.
Kareem Hunt is just an animal right now.
Also receiving votes for me, you touched on him, Detroit. Philadelphia deserves some votes. Their only loss at Kansas City, a team that's really, really good. And Dallas also received votes for me.
By the way, Lamar Hunt was an
owner
of the Chiefs for a long time, not Kareem Hunt.
It's your Ben McAdoo right there.
Yeah, they're a little bit different. That could be my new Bob McAdoo. Grant and Danny on the Fan, FP Santangelo, Masson, color commentator. Bryce Harper's back. What should we expect from him in the playoffs? We'll ask Frank Paul next right here on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.